This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A huge screw-up is how one Republican senator, John Cornyn, describes it. Delaware Democratic Senator Chris Coons calls it criminal. President Trump's national security advisor, Mike Waltz, added a journalist to a group chat discussing war plans. Atlantic Magazine editor-in-chief Jeffrey Goldberg says he received an invitation on the encrypted messaging app Signal. Also on the thread, Vice President J.D. Vance, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, Intelligence Director Tulsi Gabbard, all discussing plans to strike the Houthis in Yemen. Goldberg said at first he thought it was a hoax, but then 2 days later, the attacks began.
My reaction was, I think I've discovered a massive security breach in the United States national security system.
President Trump's National Security Council spokesman said the chat appears to be authentic. The Senate's top Democrat, Chuck Schumer, is calling for an investigation.
This is one of the most stunning breaches of military intelligence I have read about in a very, very long time.
Senator Ted Cruz defended the Trump administration, saying it's taken responsibility for what he admits is a mess.
This was obviously a mess to add a reporter to this signal chain, and I feel confident it's not something that will happen again.
However, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth originally denied that this happened. The Atlantic reports Vice President Vance wrote in the group chat, "I think we are making a mistake with the strikes." He said, quote, "I'm not sure the president is aware how inconsistent this is with his message on Europe right now, but I'm willing to keep these concerns to myself."
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.